Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Childhood vomiting is distressing for both the child and his or her parents. Ben Carter from Cardiff University in the United Kingdom is an author on the latest in the regular series of updates of a Cochrane Review of the effects of antiemetics for vomiting associated with acute gastroenteritis, published in September 2011.
Acute gastroenteritis is a common illness in children and adolescents. It's due to an inflammation of the intestines and is the main cause of vomiting in young children. Every year, 200,000 children under 5 present to emergency departments in the USA, and there are about 24,000 hospital admissions in the UK due to acute gastroenteritis. In updating this review, we have found promising evidence for an effective treatment which might ease the burden on children, their parents, and the healthcare system. As well as being distressing for children and their carers, vomiting caused by acute gastroenteritis can lead to dehydration and other problems, including irreversible shock, intractable seizures, and kidney failure. For mild cases, standard management is oral rehydration therapy, which is effective for the majority of children. But for moderate to severe cases, vomiting limits its success and leads to an increased need for hospitalisation and intravenous rehydration therapy. However, treatment of vomiting in children with acute gastroenteritis is controversial, with a lack of agreement on how to use medication to stop the child from vomiting. Our Cochrane Review was first carried out more than 6 years ago to resolve this uncertainty, and now, in its third update, it looks as though the drug ondansetron might be effective. Our update includes 7 trials with just over 1,000 participants. The studies recruited children up to the age of 12 and randomly allocated each child to one of 2 or 3 groups, which included at least one antiemetic. 6 studies were done in emergency departments and 1 in a community practice setting. 4 antiemetics were examined across the studies: ondansetron, dexamethasone, metoclopramide, and dimenhydrinate. These were administered in a variety of ways, with 1 study using rectal suppository and the others giving the drugs either orally or by intravenous injection. Due to the heterogeneity in the designs of the trials, we limited our pooling of results to trials that investigated a weight-dependent dose of oral ondansetron versus placebo. 5 of the 7 trials had a high risk of bias, and the risk of bias was unclear for the other 2 studies. Most studies were at risk of bias because of the loss of data on participants, as well as other factors, including the problems that can arise when a study is funded by a pharmaceutical company with a vested interest in its results. Looking at ondansetron versus placebo, there was consistent evidence from all 6 studies of an increase in the proportion of patients who stopped vomiting after receiving the drug. There was a reduction in the immediate hospital admissions, the need for intravenous rehydration, both during the stay of the emergency departments and after 72 hours from following discharge, whereas there was no significant difference noted in how often the children had to go back to the emergency department. However, oral ondansetron was found to be associated with an increase in the episodes of diarrhea. Our review adds to the evidence supporting antiemetics for vomiting due to acute gastroenteritis in children. At the moment, clinical practice guidelines recommend supportive care using oral rehydration therapy for mild to moderate dehydration, but provide no recommendations on the use of antiemetics. However, it appears that there is an increased tendency towards prescribing of these drugs by clinicians. Our review suggests that ondansetron given to children with mild to moderate dehydration decreases the number who have continued persistent vomiting, which is a barrier to oral rehydration therapy. In addition, a As well as increasing vomiting cessation, the drug decreases the number of children requiring intravenous rehydration and immediate hospitalisation. We conclude that there is clear evidence to support the effectiveness and likely cost-effectiveness of ondansetron as a means to stop vomiting, reduce the need for intravenous rehydration therapy, and reduce the need for hospitalisation. On the other hand, there is evidence of an association between ondansetron and an increase in diarrhea. Many gaps in the research remain to be filled. There is a need for more trials of drugs other than ondansetron, and most of the studies conducted to date were carried out in the USA, in emergency departments, and tested oral ondansetron. Well-designed trials are needed in other countries and in community practices, and to investigate and compare other routes of administration.
The 7 studies included in the last version of this review are described in some detail in the full review, which you can find at thecochranelibrary.com. That's also the place to look for the next in the string of updates for this Cochrane review.